Do you tell yourself, like so many of us do, that Black people don't have time to feel anxious or get depressed? We have too much work to do. We have too many situations to manage at our children's schools, too many coworkers daring us to succeed, too much family drama. It takes everything in you to keep life going. The very effort to deal with your daughter, son, coworkers, supervisor, husband, lack of husband, or drama with friends leaves your emotional tank on empty. But you keep going because that's what we do. Instead of paying attention to your feelings of anxiety or depression or the signs of distress, you press forward. You remind yourself that Black people persevere. Even in the midst of a society of racial terrorism, you continue on, using your ancestral gifts. Perhaps you have Maya Angelou's poem, Still I Rise, memorized to remind you of the reality that Black people have been despised, in part because we seem to thrive no matter what. We tap into something special that has been cultivated for generations. When our ancestors struggled to live to the next day, endure inhumane treatment, and maybe, just maybe, be themselves without consequences, there was no time for emotional problems. After all, the Book of Psalms says that crying endures for a night. Whether joy comes in the morning or not, it will be time to move on. Evelyn, a grandmother who helps her adult daughter raise her kids as a single mother, recently described to me how overwhelmed her daughter is by her life. Evelyn remarked that she didn't recall struggling so much as a young mother because we just pushed through, you know what I mean? I nodded, having heard this generational conversation often, especially in my own family. But then I encountered a statistic that sounded an emergency alarm for me. Some things for Black people have changed. The consequence of our lost identity. Our cultural story as a people who endure is why I never imagined that Black people would become more at risk for suicide than white people. But then in 2016, studies indicated that the suicide rate among 5 to 11-year-old African-American, Black children, had exceeded that of their same-age European-American, white peers. While suicide rates in fact declined for white children, they increased for Black children. This in itself implies an epidemic in Black mental health. As a researcher, I know that statistics can change, and I hoped that this one would. But in 2018, experts who track causes of death found the same pattern continuing. Suicide for Black children is increasing. This is when I knew I needed to sound an alarm. While the alarm is for the broader community, I intentionally address Black women as the unyielding thread and vibrant energy that holds the culture together. I am not a child psychologist and cannot articulate what could be going on in the mind of a 7-year-old who would have the desire and courage to take their own life. My primary area of expertise is with adults. However, I do believe that the emotional distress of our children is showing us that we are losing cultural values which, for hundreds of years, have protected many African Americans from killing ourselves. I am writing this book because this is where we are, at the intersection of overwhelming, unaddressed stress and the absence of the cultural identity to help fix it.